challenge. As you study the Word of God, God is talking to you. He's teaching you. The Holy Spirit is ministering to you as to what you need to do next. So know that it's not happenstance that we're here. It's not just because. We love your pastors. And I mean, give it, your pastors. They're amazing. But we get to come here and get to share. So we're just very grateful, very grateful.
Amen. Thank you very much. Yes. I couldn't introduce her better than she could just share. So just let her share. Do I need to turn this off, Pastor Chad? Yes? Oh, don't turn it off. You want it off or on? Okay. Oh, a couple quick things. Me and my son, how old is Josiah? 26. We have a 26-year-old son who has been helping us out at the church. And we had an opportunity to do a series together called The Generational Blessing. And this is a USB that has audio and video on it. And it's one of the most favorite things that we've done because I got a chance to interact on stage under the prompting of the Holy Spirit with our youngest boy. And it was powerful. And if this could be a help to anyone, feel free to pick that up. The USBs are $18 a piece or 2 for $30. Or if you don't have any funds at the moment, they're free to you. So avail yourself of the USBs. This one's called The Force of Faith. One of the biggest things that we could do is no one understand that power goes with us. There is really a force. When you trust in Almighty God, there is a force that kicks in. There's a supernatural power that is made available by you yielding and trusting God. There is a force that shows up with you. And it's important for us as believers to know and understand the force of faith. Anybody want these? Generational blessing. Okay, will someone come and get them? You know, well, one's the yeah. No, one is somebody. One is somebody else. Especially if you have a young person in your life. And there's some out on the product table. Feel free to avail yourself of that. Before I have you stand up and make our declaration. I got a couple words I want to share. Somebody will receive healing for a gallbladder today, and someone will receive healing for high blood pressure, and somebody's going to receive healing in their left shoulder. So I don't know. It's going to be all of these things are going to be something that the doctor will confirm. So if that applies to you, make sure you set your expectation to the word of the Lord now. Amen? With that being said, let's all stand to our feet, grab your Bibles or your devices with your Bible apps on them. Let's make a bold declaration. You know why I like doing this? Because we are believers, and our dad spoke everything we see into existence. And because you are his offspring, when you speak, when you charge the atmosphere, creation takes place. Say this with me. Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer, not a doubter. I am a doer, not just a hearer. I have an alert mind. I have an attentive spirit, and I draw on the anointing, and I boldly declare every yoke will be destroyed in my life and in those around me. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Will you add your faith to my faith? Bow your heads and close your eyes and agree with me in prayer. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come together on one accord. Lord, we know it's not a coincidence that we are all here in this space and time. Father, I thank you for grace deposits and truth impartation. I thank you for kingdom insights. Thank you for your anointing that brings revelation. Your anointing that brings solutions, answers. Father, I pray for each and every individual under the sound of my voice that they would tap in to what you have for us. Father, I'm praying and thanking you for preparing us for the things that you have laid up for us. Help us by your Spirit, Lord. Only you know exactly what each individual needs right now. And Father, we honor you. We reverence you. We magnify you in this moment. Speak divine wisdoms into our hearts. Give us understanding. Lord, we purpose to receive it as you deliver it. Help us. Give us ears to hear and eyes that see. Show us your glory. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. In Jesus' name. Somebody say, so be it.
So be it.
Let's start off with 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 1. We're going to look at verses 1 through 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 1 through 5. I'm going to have you all read it with me. It's on the screen. Ready? Read. Verse 2, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mystery. Verse 3, but he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. In verse 5. But even more than you prophesy. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification. You know, the gifts of the Spirit are for the building up of the church. If the gifts of the Spirit are ever used to build up an individual, we lost the point of it altogether. The gifts of the Spirit flowing is how the church's foundation gets shored up, and you and I get the strength we need to run the race ahead of us. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 2, 4, and 5. This is one of my favorite scriptures, and I like to share it before I teach because it's my expectation whenever I have an opportunity to share the word of God. It says, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men. What's it say? But in the power of God. You know, family, it's important that you know and understand that the power of God is available and it's enough to take care of anything that's going on in your life. When you and I choose to grab hold of the power of God, there is nothing in the natural that can prevent it from coming to pass. For too long, the body of Christ has been plagued with their past mistakes and upbringings. For too long, the body of Christ have leaned on their experiences and their know-how. It's time for you and I to make a decision to lean on and trust in the power of Almighty God. Sickness and disease cannot stand in the presence of Almighty God. Anxiety can't hang out in the presence of Almighty God. Addiction cannot remain in the presence of Almighty God. Family, we don't need a lecture today. We don't need a good talk today. We need an encounter with Almighty God. Because there are needs. There are things that have been plaguing the body of Christ for far too long. I believe God sent me here today to let you know that today is your day. Today is your day of freedom. It's time to be set free from those things that have been plaguing you for years. Does there anybody want to be set free? flowing in the supernatural is demonstrating His spirit and His power. What your dad did to you when you were 13 years old is not going to prevent what God is going to do to you right now. Family, if you don't know that you're in a spiritual battle, you've already lost. If your goal is to be perfect, you're already deceived. God is looking for vessels who will simply yield to what He is saying. God doesn't call the equipped. He equips those who answer the call. Is there anybody in here who will answer the call? Lord, whatever you want me to do, I will do it. Some of you are sick and tired of trying to do it on your own. Some of you have had it with the natural, the physical, with man letting you down. Let's go to John chapter 10 and verse 10. Where are you guys going? Good. Check your neighbor out. John chapter 10 and verse 10. I normally teach out of the New King James Version. This is the New American. John chapter 10, 10. It says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Then everything flips. Jesus starts talking. I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I want to encourage you this morning, don't spend time and energy saying, why me? Why am I going through another attack? Why is this happening? Why am I going through this? What I want you to know and understand is the thief doesn't break into empty houses. The reason why the thief is targeting you is because you got the goods. Look at your neighbor and say, you got the goods. That's the difference. What we do after that demonstrates what whether we win or lose. What we do after that, acknowledging, wait, I'm being attacked because I got it. What we do after that makes all the difference. Partner with Jesus, who promised you life more abundantly. Everybody around you is looking for life more abundantly. Every time somebody does drugs, they're looking for life more abundantly. Every time somebody goes outside of what God has established, they're looking for life more abundantly. People want what you have. The Greek word for life that's translated here is zoe. That word zoe means the God kind of life. The supernatural is the abundant life that God is talking about. The supernatural is your inheritance. Family, don't think that the God in you is limited by you. Sometimes we think we got to have it all together. Sometimes we think, well, I did this and I did that. None of that prevents Jesus from doing what He wants to do. And that mindset is everything. You know, the example I like to use, I need a volunteer. So someone help me. Will someone come on? I think it's going to be Ken. Let's say Ken is here. Let's say Ken is in prison. And I'm the guard. Ken has his bill has been paid. The price has been paid. And I unlock the prison door. Now, if Ken doesn't know it's unlocked, or doesn't do anything about it being unlocked, the door is wide open, and yet, where is he at? Still in prison. First step, know and understand, Jesus paid it all. Family, your part, my part, is to walk out of the prison. Critical. How many people are sitting in prison soaking about what was done to them? Critical that we step forward. You know, as I was growing up in ministry, there were some things that marked my life forever. One of the things that marked my life forever was being completely healed from asthma. I grew up going to the doctors and staying in the doctors. I was that bubble baby. And it was just the way it was. I would overexert myself and I would end up in the hospital. For years, I think I might have been 25 when I was healed from asthma. And we were at a get-together, and the pastor who I was serving with at that time came to me and said, "Freddie, you realize you can be healed from asthma, right?" And I didn't realize that. I thought, this is the body, these are the lungs that I got when I was born. And for 2.5 decades, I lived with asthma. I didn't go anywhere without my little Primatene Mist. Just a part of my day. Grab the keys, grab the Primatene Mist. Just the way it was. And one day, my pastor laid hands on me. Cursed asthma commanded my lungs to open up and be whole. And ever since then, over 30 years ago, I've never had an asthma attack. Family, don't stop believing that healing is for you. It doesn't matter how long it's been. It doesn't matter what was said. It doesn't matter how bad the case is and the studies and the science behind it. You can be free forever from any sickness or disease. Does anybody believe that? I had hands laid on me to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I had hands laid on me to receive an impartation. And I began to see clearer the things of the Spirit. Because I agreed with the prayer. The reason why I'm mentioning that is I'm asking you to agree with what God wants to do in your life today. Don't look in the rearview mirror. Don't think about what was. Don't think about your struggles, your pains. Don't think about what the devil has put on you. Grab hold of what Jesus Christ did for you. The blood of Jesus is enough to set each and every one of you completely free from evermore. We need to know and understand that. The first step to flowing in the Spirit, my title of today's message is flowing in the supernatural. Flowing in the supernatural, because it's your birthright. Look at your neighbor and say, it's your birthright to flow in the supernatural. Man, that's so important, family, that we know and understand that. It is absolutely critical that we grab hold of that truth. You have to raise your eyes to the level of what Jesus paid. Jesus paid it all. And if your head is down and you're not raising your expectation to what he did, you could fall short of your potential. That would be devastating to your Lord Jesus. He gave you his best. He gave you his all. His blood was spilt on your behalf so that you and I would walk in total freedom. Align your hope to that word. You and I can't flow in dominion if we don't step out. The first step to opening the door of the supernatural is being filled with the Holy Spirit. We say be baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of praying in other tongues. Step one, so that you begin to flow. You begin to practice the presence of God and fine-tune your ears to hear what he is saying. I'm reminded of a time when we were in service and the Lord just impressed on me to ask the question, is there something going on with somebody's heart? And I didn't know it at the time. I just stepped out and said what he said. And there was a lady in our church. Her name is Opal. We call her OG. She received a healing in her heart. I heard something in the spirit realm. I said something in the natural realm. She responded, and healing was the result. I'm going to say some things this morning that the Holy Spirit says to say. I'm going to do my part. Will you respond? Will boldness be allowed to rise up in you so you can receive whatever you need? Critical that we make that decision, because somebody's going to turn around and think, Jesus, why was it the one leper? Why was it the woman with the issue of blood? Why was she the one to receive to such a degree that Jesus felt virtue flow out of him? The Bible says that the people were thronging him. That means crowding him. That means bumping up. You couldn't just walk straight through. People were, excuse me. They were thronging him. People were all around him. But one grabbed the hem of his garment and received what she's been praying for, believing for, paying for 12 years. Who of you will trust God today to be made whole? Doesn't matter how long it's been going on, I'm telling you what I'm hearing in the spirit realm, today is your day to be free, to be whole, to be healed. Lord, just correcting me, not just healed, whole. God himself is your life source. Family, if we could wrap our head around that truth. We're not talking about positive thinking. We're not talking about good behavior. God himself is your life source. If you said yes to Jesus, there is no deficit on the inside of you. Jesus shocked the disciples by saying, it's better for me to leave. The disciples hung out with Jesus for 3.5 years. And Jesus, he said, you know what, guys? It's better for me to leave. That was hard for them to comprehend because they saw all the signs, the miracles. They saw everything. They had a front row seat to the miraculous. And Jesus said, it's better if I leave. Because when I leave and go seat myself next to my Father, I'm going to send another. I'm going to send a helper that is better. What are we going to do with the helper? Are we going to receive? Are we going to begin to flow in the supernatural? I know that addiction has been hanging around, but it cannot continue to hang around when you choose to yield and give it over to Jesus. Come with me to John chapter 16 and verse 7. Addiction is breaking in this place. Family, one of the most powerful truths I've learned over the years is if it is hidden, it still has you. The things that we tend to hide, the reason we tend to hide them is because we're still in bondage to them. Still has you. And that's not about condemnation, that's about revelation. Wait a minute, why can't I tell my brother I'm struggling with this? Because it has me. The moment I begin to tap into the supernatural and not give so much power to the natural is when my freedom begins to take place. John 16, 7 says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you, but I will depart and I will send him to you." Has Jesus ascended? Need more than four people to know that. Let me give you another shot. Has Jesus ascended?
Yes.
That means the Holy Spirit has descended. And he is here now to empower those yielded vessels who choose him. Let's go to John 14, 16. Family, we have to receive the gift, or the giver. We have to receive the giver before we can receive the gift. If you have not received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, what a great day to do it. Once we have the giver, the gift is available. Supernatural gifts are meant to empower the body of Christ. The reason why we started off reading 1 Corinthians 14, 1 is because, and I'm a huge fan of praying in tongues. I'm a huge fan. I pray in tongues more than I pray in English. The reason why we started off with that is because prophesying edifies the whole church every single time. When we pray in tongues, if it doesn't come with an interpretation, the person next to you won't know that their mom's last words to you. You know what? When you do that, family, when you allow the supernatural to impact your world, the only thing that's missing is boldness. I'm thinking of a lady in our church who was a guest. I think she had been there two times, maybe three times. And I was about to wrap up the service, and I said, "Somebody in here needs to forgive their mother." I said, "I don't know who that is, but somebody in here needs to forgive their mother." Not knowing, she just came back from visiting her mother in California and was struggling with the idea of having to go back to visit her again because it was such a rough. She said her mom was just mean. And the Lord told her to forgive her mother. And when she made the decision to respond, all of that heaviness was broken off of her. In fact, she's getting baptized at our church right now today. All of that heaviness, all of that mess that plagued her has been removed from her. Did we read John 14? John 14, 16. Y'all ready? You gonna help me? Read. Verse 17. And will be in you while you're going through what you're going through. He will be in you. I want you to think about the illustration of the prison doors. Getting outside of the prison is when freedom happens for you. The price has already been paid. The comforter has already been sent. The Holy Spirit has already been sent. He benefits you when you do something with them. Speaking with other tongues. You know, let's go to Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. It says, "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting." Verse 3 says, "Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them." Verse 4, And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, as powerful as being filled with the Holy Spirit is, as powerful as speaking with other tongues, a heavenly language that you don't understand, but Father God understands, that the enemy doesn't understand, you can never prevent it from coming to pass. I want to back up. Those two things are powerful. But if we read this scripture too quickly, we'll overlook the first miracle. It says, they were all with one accord in one place. That is an absolute miracle. You know how difficult it is to get a room full of people to be on one accord? Family, I promise you, that's a miracle. That miracle caused an open heaven to pour on the people. Being on one accord, it said all of them were filled. All of them were filled. They were walking united. Another truth that I've learned over the years is you don't have to see eye to eye to walk hand in hand. It's about unity, not uniformity. You don't have to, Ken, you might as well come on up and help me. You're going to be voluntold again anyway. Now, in order for us to walk together in unity, we don't have to be eye to eye. We don't have to see eye to eye. All we have to do is walk the same direction. And that's what God is after. He's after a body of believers being on one accord. He's not trying to, thank you, sir. It's not about uniformity. Uniformity is sameness. And God created each and every one of us unique. It's impossible for us to be uniform. It's impossible for us to be the same. That's not what God's after. Jesus could have designated any number of things to distinguish who his followers were. Why did he choose loving one another? He said they will know us by our love from one another. That's how unbelievers will know for sure, man, Jesus is real, because I'm seeing those people who I know don't see eye to eye, but they're walking together on one accord. They need to see you and I loving one another despite our differences. Somebody say amen to that. You know, love is supernatural. Family, some of you will find this out. Love is not an emotion. Love is partaking in the supernatural realm. What are you going to do when God calls you to love somebody you don't like? Is that a game changer? I'm teaching better than y'all, amen. That was true. Y'all know you don't like some people. You know, good and well. There's the people in your life that you just don't like. Everybody has a sandpaper person in their life. When they come through the door, you just brace yourself. You start praying in tongues. You just, help me, Lord. Give me the right words. I need your love to flow through me. Love is supernatural. Our love for each other will cause unbelievers to take notice of who our Lord and Savior is. Come with me to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16. Unity is different parts joining together for the same purpose. Not the same parts joining together. In fact, the same parts cannot join together. The same parts cannot join together. Thank you, Jesus, for Adam and Eve. Some of y'all get that later. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16 says, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body. Please don't miss that. When I do my part and when you do your part, it benefits the whole body. Don't miss that. You being a part of Family Church is why Family Church is growing. It's why it's a place of love. It's why the anointing flows here. Your part makes it work. Don't ever let the devil lie to you and think your part is small. Don't ever let the devil lie to you and make you think you should be doing more, you should be doing less. Where's everybody else at? Understand that you doing your part is why the anointing flows in this house. By what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Being on one accord is the way the supernatural has freedom to flow. When believers manifest the power of God's word in their lives, multitudes will come to the Lord. Family, my heart's cry to you this morning is have boldness and do your part. Just begin to step out and do your part. You know, flowing in the supernatural should be normal. It really should be normal. What stops us from flowing in the supernatural is what will people think? What will people say? What if I get it wrong? What if I mess up? Get up, do it again. You know, one of the tools that I've used when I'm sharing something I'm sensing or I get an impression in the spirit realm, I'll ask a question. Is there something going on with your daughter? This may not mean anything to you, but you have a son in the military who you haven't heard from. Does that mean anything to you? And if it doesn't, guess what? Jesus' reputation is on the line. Not mine. If I get it wrong, I chalk it up to practice. I missed that foul shot. But guess what? I'm not going to let it stop me. Family, don't let it stop you. There are several of you in here right now who you felt something to say, but you didn't know if it was your place or you didn't know how. I declare that those moments are over. That the boldness, the anointing that is falling on Family Church will be such that prophecy, anointing, and signs and wonders will be normal. Just the way it is. And because we're honest, none of us need another lecture. None of us need to hear what man thinks. That's not going to help your teenager who you haven't heard from, you've been praying for, believing for. My opinion won't do anything. However, my yielding, my getting out of the way and saying something like this may or may not mean anything to you, but get it out of me. If I'm right, it changes everything. Am I telling the truth? Family, my prayer for you is that you will begin to take on the prophetic mantle and make it normal. If prophecy is ever weird, it ain't prophecy. God didn't call us to be weird. If somebody gets weird, stop them. Oh, that ain't God. Because God ain't weird. He's not. Don't make God weird. Don't let your awkwardness show up in the name of Jesus. There's nothing weird about Jesus. Come on with me to Acts 19, 11, and 12. A couple more points, and I'm going to pray for you. Where are you guys going? How many of y'all cheated? Did you look at the screen, or did you remember? Were you listening? Just look at the screen. We are called to flow in the greater works. Family, you don't need more power. You need to just realize you have it and release it. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, there's a king inside of you. Expect the supernatural to be your normal. You know, that's one thing I am believing. I'll have a casual conversation with Pastor Chad. He'll say, you won't believe what took place last week. Man, we had just an outburst of the anointing, and people just prophesied and accurately. Be bold enough to stub your toes a couple of times and watch what happens. We have to practice at everything. None of us came out of the womb hitting threes, hitting home runs, hitting hole in one. None of us. Everything we've ever pursued required practice. Why not the things of the Spirit? Acts 19:11 says, now God worked unusual miracles by the hand of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. My question to you is, does God love Paul more than you? John 14:12 says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. I believe the greater works are supposed to flow in this house. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is to give each one the profit of all. For one is given word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge, the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. Verse 11. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. If every one of us begin to walk in our lanes, every area would be covered. Healing would flow weekly. Supernatural faith would flow weekly. Working of miracles, prophecy, words of wisdom, words of knowledge would flow regularly. Make room for him. Make room for him. Allow him the opportunity to show himself strong in your life. You know, words of wisdom's always pertaining to things in the future. Words of knowledge always pertain to things in the past or the present. And truth be told, it don't even matter if you know what it is while it's happening, as long as you have the boldness to say it. Step out in it. How many of you have a real desire to flow in the supernatural? Raise your hand if you would. You have a real desire to flow in the supernatural. Family, God is not, his hand is not short. He is not going to withhold that from you. And when I lay hands on you today, whether it's for healing, whether it's for an impartation, for the gifts to start flowing through you, whether it's to be filled with the Holy Spirit, whatever the need is, it's going to require your expectation. That's my ask of you. Expect God to do what he says he'll do. I'm going to have Terilyn come up and just share a story of something that happened in the super, that was very supernatural. You know, before she shares, we were praying. We do prayer on Wednesday nights, and we were praying, and I looked up, and there was an angel in the corner, and the atmosphere was so welcoming. I didn't have an opportunity to be startled. It's hard to explain in a natural. It was safe. The atmosphere was safe. So I looked up and I saw this angel with a huge sword, and we have 30 feet ceilings, and I couldn't even see his head. And when I looked up, he just nodded. He didn't even say anything. He just nodded. And that nod came with so much peace and assurance. Hamlet, what I want you to prepare your hearts for is to flow in the supernatural and welcome it. Be open to what the Holy Spirit will begin to do in your lives.
Remy? Oh, yeah, there. Hello. Scared myself. There was a family at our church, and they were going through a very, very hard time. There was a medical procedure that was going to be done that day, and I had committed myself to be there with them for the entire day. So it wasn't a happy time, but it was definitely a prayerful, powerful time that I was just going to be there to support. So I was at the hospital, and they had made a list of things that they needed me to go take care of, and I was going to get lunch and just do some things for them. So I left the hospital to go attend to those things. So as I was driving around, you know, my mindset was I got to hurry up and get back to the hospital because I wanted to make sure that I didn't miss anything. I wanted to be there for all of the things that were going on. So I had all of the things in the back of my back seat, and I was at a light at an intersection before our mall. And I was sitting at the light, and I really wasn't even concentrating on anything. But all of a sudden, I heard a screeching sound. And when I looked to my left, I'm at the intersection. There's another car that was going through the intersection and hit. I was like right in the middle where I saw them hit one another. And all I said was, "Oh, Lord, please don't let them hit me." And then what I saw was I saw my truck move back out of the way, and the cars went right in front of us. And I saw it happen, and I was like, "Oh, thank you, Lord." And then I just drove off. And it didn't hit me until I got back to the hospital room. I was like, "Wait a minute." "Wait a minute." And I told the family what would happen, and they're going, "What?" And I'm like, "Yeah, oh my goodness, I didn't even realize what happened. God just delivered me from not having that accident." And I saw it happen, and I was like, "Okay, good," because I was so concentrated on getting back, I didn't even take it in as to what happened. And then I just started praising and thanking God that he is such a right time, yes, whatever you need kind of God, that he will supernaturally take care of you when you're going about his business. So I just went right back to the hospital, got right back in the position, and I realized that. And then I called Freddie, and I told him, "This is what happened today." And we were just thanking and praising God for all of what he did.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Let's go to John 7:38, and then we're going to go over the application. How do we apply this truth that we've been listening in on? John 7:38. Y'all know I'm going to have you read with me, so go ahead and get ready. Ready, read. Rivers of living water rivers. A body of water can be stagnant or it can be flowing. You and I have to make the decision to allow the river to flow. When something is downloaded and we give it out is when we create a flow. If we receive and receive and receive, we become stagnant and nothing takes place. So what I'm going to be believing for is for you to be activated so that you begin to give out what you've been getting in, so you become a river that's flowing. That the current of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you would begin to increase and impact those around you. I was in Safeway, and I was in a hurry grabbing some ingredients for a smoothie, and there was an individual that was just highlighted in my sight, and he was a person of peace, somebody who just I was drawn to. I didn't have time for it. I was in a hurry, but it was so real and clear that I stopped, stuck out my hand, introduced myself, and long story short, he was delivered in the section of Safeway. He had a demonic presence that was on him that came from addiction to drugs. He opened the door and he was delivered. And family, I felt the spirit leave him. I felt his countenance was. I wish I would have had a picture of him before and after. He didn't even look the same. That is God's plan for you, family church. Wherever you go, begin to flow in the supernatural. Let's wrap this message up. How do we flow in the supernatural? Step one, boldness. Boldness. Say things like, this may or may not mean anything to you, but you do what you're sensing. You say what you're feeling. And remember, God does not call the equipped. He equips those who answer the call. Raise your hand if you're willing to answer the call. That's who he's equipping. He's just looking for those who will say, Lord, I'll go. Send me, Lord. I'll go. Philippians 2:13 says, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. His good pleasure. He wants to do it anyway. He wants to do it through you. The second step is pray in tongues. When we pray in tongues, we get more sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. You never prayed in tongues before. We can help you with that today. Romans 8:26-27 talks about what happens when we pray in tongues. Because we don't know. There's sometimes we just don't know what to pray. But the Holy Spirit always knows what to pray. If the Holy Spirit is doing my praying, most of my praying, and he's doing most of your praying, guess what that's called? One accord. We're choosing to pray in tongues more than we try to figure it out. If we exclude the stress and the pressure, the sense of urgency out of our prayers, and we allow the comforter, our helper, to pray on our behalf, and we're both doing that, we are on one accord. If the Holy Spirit is ordering our steps, if he's leading us, guess what? We're walking in the same direction. The third thing, in order to step into the supernatural, is take time to listen to the Spirit of truth. Don't be in a hurry. Take time to listen in. And there's a spiritual exercise I'm going to do before we pray for each and every one of you. Take time. You know, I like this question. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and be willing. Be willing to participate in this. Close your eyes, and I want you to ask your Father God if there is any anything in your life that you're believing a lie. If there's anything in your life you're believing a lie. Follow up question. But before I go to the follow up question, did anybody hear any? Raise your hand if you heard something. Follow up question. Lord, what's the truth about that? Lord, what's the truth about that? One lie somebody's believing is my mom didn't love me. Not sure who that is, but somebody in here believed the lie that my mom did not love me. The Lord would have you hear and understand is he didn't know how to express. You are loved and accepted. Don't let that lie continue to plague you. Don't let that lie continue to hold you hostage. Thank you, Lord. Fourth thing that you and I need to do in order to walk in the supernatural is receive God's grace and mercy. Hear me, with your whole heart, your past failures are not greater than the grace of God. Whatever you do, grab hold of that truth. What you did is not stronger than what Jesus did. The pains of your past will lose power the moment you have that understanding. Jesus loves you completely right now. As you are. The fifth thing is identify with Jesus. Don't settle for believing. Follow Jesus. The Bible says even the devils believe. You and I are called to follow Jesus. To be disciplined ones. Extensions of his hand. Last scripture. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to recover sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed. This is what I'm asking you to do. Take that out of third party. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. When you read that from now on, let that be you that the scripture is talking about. You have been empowered to heal the brokenhearted. You have been empowered by God Almighty to mend hearts, healing at the extension of your hands. The next thing we need to do is hang on to hope. Your hope levels are indicators of if you're believing a lie or not. If you are feeling hopeless right now, if it was difficult for you to come in here, if it's difficult for you to keep your head up because of all that's going on in your lives, it's an indicator that you're believing a lie. Your future is as bright as the promises of God. If you're experiencing hopelessness today, please give me an opportunity to pray with you. That will end today. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your holy written word. We thank you for grace deposits and truth impartation. Lord, we recognize the moment that we are in right now. We recognize the colliding of heaven and earth. We recognize the anointing, the power that is released in this room right now. And Father, whether it's salvation, healing, deliverance, or impartation, I am coming in agreement with every individual in this room. I thank you for the supernatural results. I thank you for the insight. I thank you for the freedom. I boldly declare that shackles are falling off. Chains are broken in the mighty name of Jesus. If we can maintain this atmosphere, if you have never said yes to Jesus to be your Lord and to be your Savior, I'm going to ask you to raise your hands. Is there anybody in the room that have been hanging around the things of Jesus but have yet to open your heart and say, Jesus, come into my life. I believe you died for me. I believe you love me. Is there anybody here that needs to say yes to Jesus? That you raise your hand. Is anybody who just wants to renew your commitment? Is there anyone in the room that just something just pulled at your heartstrings and you want to do something about it? If that's you, will you stretch out your hands? See those hands. Is there anybody here who has pain in their body and you want to partner with the Holy Spirit to see that pain go where it came from? Amen. I see those hands. God's going to do it for you. Is there anybody here who heard this message and just felt like, you know what? Put me in, coach. I want to flow in the supernatural. If that's you, will you raise your hands? Amen. What we're going to do, I really believe I'm supposed to lay hands on you, so I'm going to be obedient. Do you have any oil? I think I have some in my backpack. I think there's some oil in here. I'm caught up in your presence. If you raise your hand, actually, let's do salvation first. Is there anybody who needs to say yes to Jesus or recommit? Will you come now? I would like to pray for you. If you want to recommit your life to Jesus, or you've never said yes to Jesus, will you come? We just want to pray and agree. I got something. Thank you, sir. Will you come? You are around family. And in fact, family church, will you just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit? If you have your heavenly language, just begin to pray right where you are. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Healing. That's you. Will you come forward? We want to pray with you. We believe the anointing is such that healing will manifest today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you for grace deposits and truth impartation. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Get that other bottle, too. That other bottle. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. A little one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're just going to come and lay hands on you, anoint your heads with oil, and believe God for the manifestation of healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing. We trust you, Lord. Lord, we release our expectation. We release our faith, and we boldly declare that healing, is flowing right now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Power being released in the name of Jesus. Manifested power. The anointing to heal. Every crooked place made straight in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We anoint your oil right now in the name of Jesus. And we call forth healing. Thank you for your power flowing. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we agree, Lord. We agree, Lord. We agree for healing right now. Right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for healing. We thank you for evidence of your goodness, Lord. We thank you. We stand firm in your whole written word. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing to heal. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet right now, Lord. Oh, we trust you. There it goes. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Healing, healing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You don't
Jesus, love you. Trust you. Trust you, Lord. Doesn't matter how long it's been. Today is your day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory to God. Those of you who are sitting down, pray with us. Pray with us. Pray with us. Don't get lost. Pray with us. Pray with us. Those of you who are sitting down, will you extend your hands toward these? Will you extend your hands? You know, let's get on one accord right now. Will you extend your hands? One accord causes power to flow. One accord. One accord. One accord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Lord. We're about to have some wonderful testimonies. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Pray for my name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Healing in the name of Jesus.
Something has healing. To break.
We anoint
something has to
her
break.
Head with oil as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. We touch and agree according to your word.
I feel it in
we agree right now, Lord. We agree right now, Lord, for evidence of your goodness, Lord. Thank you for fruit, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Take a deep breath. As the sea. There you go. Way better. There you go. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord.
Something has to break.
Thank you, Lord.
Something has to break.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.